Federal and local law enforcement officials during raids in five western states yesterday arrested 57 members and associates of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club on gun and drug charges. Authorities say the group remains the largest and most heavily armed biker gang in the country. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Frank Stoltz reports.
It was a massive operation carried out by more than 700 agents in California, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, and Alaska. Authorities said they served 61 search warrants on Hells Angels clubhouses and homes, seizing more than 125 guns, a number of stolen vehicles, and a quarter pound of methamphetamine. David Kincaid is special agent in charge of the Los Angeles Field Division of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He said the raids were the result of a two-year undercover investigation by a special motorcycle gang task force.
We believe them to be involved in crimes such as theft of motorcycles, narcotics trafficking, in particular methamphetamine, traffic in firearms and explosives. As a matter of fact, we recovered some explosives earlier in this investigation that were stolen.
Kincaid said agents at one point bought what he described as stolen military explosives from members of the Hells Angels. Authorities said those arrested, many in their 40s and 50s, may face charges under violence in aid of racketeering or Vicar laws. Others reportedly could be charged in connection with four murders in a Nevada casino last year. Many of the raids in Los Angeles were in remote foothill areas with windy roads in the northern part of the county near Ventura. In San Francisco, agents swooped down on a Hells Angels clubhouse at 6 a.m. A neighbor who asked not to be identified said he never had trouble with the bikers.
They're pretty friendly, and for the most part, things are pretty quiet out back, and they'd have parties maybe once a year, but you'd think they'd have motorcycles zooming around all the time, but they're pretty mellow.
The Hells Angels began in the 1940s in Oakland. California State University professor of criminology Louis Yablonsky said they quickly gained a reputation for intimidation and violence.
I remember one time some guy said something wrong, and about eight of them jumped him immediately. I was just standing there observing this. So they do have a severe violent streak.
Yablonsky said the movie The Wild One with Marlon Brando was based on the gang. He said the Hells Angels, in fact, took over a small Northern California town for a few days decades ago. But Yablonsky said there is a streak of humanity in the group that sometimes brings members out to charity events, like the annual biker toy giveaway ride in Southern California. Los Angeles Undersheriff Bill Stonich said, "Don't be fooled.
This is a conscious marketing effort to be viewed in the public's mind as something other than what many of them are, and that is criminals."
Stonich and others declined to say whether the arrests would make much of a long-term dent in the organization, estimated to have more than 2,500 members. He said often younger members take the place of those prosecuted and sent off to prison. But authorities said their investigation into the Hells Angels continues. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.